Senate Committee of Regional Affairs, with us Senator Stebbins, Senator Wagner, and myself, Stevens. We have one bill before us today, Senate Bill 161, related to a borough sales tax exemption for a source that is taxed by a city in that borough. There's no CS. It's an interesting process. We've had a chance to think about it over time, and it makes a little more sense now. Mr. Stancliffe is here, and Senator Terrio, any comments you'd care to make to begin with? Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. My apologies for not being able to be with you for your discussion the other day. The basic policy question here is, should our current statutes be interpreted to prohibit a borough government that has a wholly, a city within the borough boundaries, to prohibit the borough from having an offset in one of its taxes for the city tax, or whether the two taxes have to be stacked on top of each other and thus, in some instances, possibly doubling the tax within the area that is covered by the borough and the city. I don't believe that that is a correct interpretation. I don't believe the legislature meant in the past to restrict the borough government from allowing that offset. My particular concern with regard to this is primarily springs from the current interpretation that is being pushed out there that could have a detrimental impact on the revenues that are generated across the state from bed tax that are funneled through convention and visitors bureaus into the ATIA tourism marketing entity, basically funding half of our state marketing effort, marketing the state of Alaska as a tourism destination. So this language is pretty specific to just make it clear that if the borough government wants to allow that offset, they can. That's a decision that they should control. And we have not, in the past deliberations on the taxing powers, made a conscious decision to force them to have to stack the two taxes on top of each other.
Thank you, Senator Terrio. And I guess one of the concerns we were talking about before has sort of been cleared up in my mind, but in fact, this is an exemption. It's not telling any borough what they have to do. They may choose to have a stack tax, or they may choose not to, but the people in those communities will have to argue that case before their borough assembly.
That's correct.
Senator Stedman, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I still have that residual winter cough.
That's called a budget cough.
That's called a budget cough, yeah. Gas budget. Senator Terrio can speak a little bit to the preemptive strike that's being asked by the legislature when there's litigation involved and why the legislature should step in before the court makes its decision. And on one side of the decision, this wouldn't be needed, I guess, and then on the other side, it may, and if it is needed, then then address the issue.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Senator Stebbins, if I could comment just a bit before we go into that. We've been cautioned that it's a little difficult when you're talking about litigation that's underway. We really can't argue the case, and we shouldn't be talking about both the pros and the cons, but we talk about the issues. So we want to be a little circumspect, I think, about this.
Yes.
Senator Terrio?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. You and I had a discussion yesterday. The real issue in Mason's Manual and things of that nature, since the legislature is a separate branch of government, we're not to be concerned with the potential action necessarily or desires of one of the other branches of government. That's why when we're debating on the floor, we're to refrain from saying things like, well, the governor would like us to do this. We're not supposed to care what the governor wants us to do. We're supposed to make our own independent policy call. And likewise, if the courts wanted us to do something in particular, we're really not supposed to be bothered with what the court wants or doesn't want. However, there is a group out in the society that is the population of the state of Alaska that has come up with a particular interpretation of our current statutes that I don't believe was ever intended. And so to deal with that possible interpretation, their idea of the way the statutes should be interpreted, the policy for the legislature at this point is whether we agree with that interpretation or not, and whether, in fact, the statute should be clarified. And so that's what the bill proposes, is to make the policy call that that proposed interpretation is not what the legislature intended, and make that clarification. And I did talk to Tam Cook about that interpretation of Mason's Manual and our interaction on a policy call that may or may not be being discussed in the court system at this time. And I know that while we have to perhaps be careful in the way we phrase things, in particular when we're on the Senate floor, that's not at all binding on a person from the general public who comes forward to testify.
I think that's quite right. And Senator Seven?
Do you have a copy of that in my note for me? Is that one thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, generally from my past experience, that a lot of times when an issue may come up similar to this where there's litigation, the legislative body seems to move a little slower than when not, just generally speaking across multiple issues. So, I do have a borough in my district that apparently does the stack like Fairbanks on bed tax.
They have the offset.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's more than one borough out there. I wasn't aware of that the other day at the meeting, but since then we've clarified that with the borough attorney. Now, this might go away with unification if that ever comes, but as we sit today, that issue would affect more than the borough of the North Star.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I think if you think about it, why the borough would want to be able to exercise that power, if they make the decision that if a borough is going to have a tax and the city that's inside the borough, and they have to stack them, they're going to have one level of taxation for a hotel or a bar that's in the city, and right across the city line, the taxation is going to be something different. And so those local governments are very reluctant to drive the consumer to one side of the city line or the other. So generally, they try and equalize the tax so that the consumer is not driven by that decision. It's not universal across the state, but I know in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, when it's come to alcohol taxes, the bed taxes, things of that nature, that's something that's generally debated when they're talking about that dual taxation power, and then whether the taxes have to be stacked inside the city.
Senator, this bill we're faced with right now, primary concern has been in the alcohol tax and the bed tax, as I understand it. But sales tax is also included in as a potential exempted tax. Is that a general sales tax?
It could be.
I'm just trying to think through.
It could be a general sales tax, and I guess the policy call for the committee to make is whether they would want to leave that power with the local government to decide, because the way the wording is structured here, those local governments would be able to decide whether it's an alcohol tax, a general sales tax, whether they want to stack them or have an offset. That would be something that would be controlled locally.
Right, I understand. Senator Wagoner.
I apologize, but I wasn't here yesterday to make any phone calls, and I'm in the same position I was the last time I heard this bill, therefore. And I still haven't talked to my people. Linda's talked to them more than I have. And I told her today, I said, I don't know how far this goes. As a matter of fact, in the Kenai Peninsula Borough and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 5 communities in the Kenai Peninsula Borough that have a sales tax, and they all have different levels of sales tax, and those taxes are all stacked in all concerns and matters in the borough, by the borough and the local municipal government. There is no differentiation, and they don't unstack them for any reason. And I think we need to be really careful here, because eventually we might get into discussion of stacking property taxes, because property tax is the same way. And you're the same way with property tax, because I'm sure North Pole has a mill rate, and then the borough has a mill rate. Basically, the borough has a mill rate first, and then North Pole's on top of it. So I just want to check with my people, Tom Bedeker at the city of Soldotna, and Linda Snow in the city of Kenai, real quick, and just see what if they have any problems with this and the wording of it, because Tom Bedeker has been dealing with sales tax issues as a borough attorney for, I've known him for about 22, 23 years, and that's been his forte for the most part. And I apologize to the sponsor of the bill that I haven't done that yet, but I wouldn't feel comfortable with this until I do.
Mr. Chairman, so obviously in your borough, they've made that policy call, and they've made the policy call to stack the taxes. In other boroughs, they've made the policy call locally to offset them. And that's the way I think it should be. Those local governments can make that decision. The interpretation that has been advanced, though, is that they have no option. They have to stack them. And I just think that the legislature never intended to mandate that the taxes be stacked, that it would just be a local option. And so with the passage of this bill, your borough would not be mandated to change the policy call that they've come to over time.
Senator Wagner?
Just so you know, we do have our groups of detractors, too, and they look for any little niche by which to bring an action against the borough or against the city, et cetera. So that's what I want to really check, Senator Terrio.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, just a year ago, we had a group trying to eliminate sales tax borough-wide, both in and outside the cities, on food supplies. And they were a group primarily from outside the city that didn't like coming into the city and buying their groceries and helping support the city. So that's all I want to do, is just make sure the wording fits with what they think it should do, because mm-hmm. I don't want to ambush my communities either.
Sure.
And I understand what you're saying, and I think it should be. The closer you put the controls on local government, the better. And I just want to check with him on the wording and everything. And I'll be probably comfortable with it.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, I understand the desire to know the potential impact. I think if you look at the wording, though, on line 8, page 1, notwithstanding other statutes, exemptions may be granted by ordinance. A borough may or wholly offset. So it's completely open to the discretion of the local government. And I believe that really is the interpretation that the states and local governments have been operating under up to this point. And this just clarifies that in statute, that would be the policy going forward.
Thank you, Senator Terrio. And Senator Byron.
Where does this go from here?
It goes to finance from here. I understand, as we dealt with this last time, I think my concerns were much like yours are. But I also think the point that that this is a matter of local control, and it's not going to happen easily. And I am concerned about sales tax and how that works, because we certainly issue of the tax cap, and I'm not sure all the implications of that, but I'm more comfortable with this than I once was. And I just did want to read to you, Melanie, my staff, talked to Jack Chenoweth just on the last issue of the court case going on, who said, while particulars of adjudications ought not to be discussed, matters of policy are debatable where the policy needs to be clarified. So we shouldn't be talking about particulars of adjudication, but I'm not sure if you had all your questions answered, Senator Stedman, on the particulars.
They're very general questions,
yeah.
Mr. Chair. They're fine. I'm comfortable.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Wagner?
I was just going to reiterate for Senator Stedman's concerns. I did a bill, as a matter of fact, transportation last year, That bill concerned some legal action that was going to delay a bridge project. And the outcome of that is our bill passed. It addressed the situation that was being adjudicated. And as a matter of fact, once the bill passed, the governor signed it, the attorneys on both sides and the judge had a meeting. The judge said, I'm throwing this out of court because it's no longer relevant. So we do have the power to do what the bill sponsor is asking us to do and not get into any legal bind.
I understand that.
Okay, thank you. And Senator Ellis is with us. Senator Ellis, we've been talking about the issue of the litigation and pretty much have realized that we shouldn't talk about particulars of the adjudication, but we can talk about the principles and the issues there. And Senator Terrio has been discussing the issue that this is some local control. Senator Wagner has some serious concerns about knowing what his communities want to do. Sort of where we are at right now.
I can take care of that in a phone call, and I have no problem passing the bill out and passing finance, and Senator Stedman sits on finance.
Okay.
And if the communities have a problem with it, address that.
Senator Ellis, I'm sorry, you were in the meeting there, so we went right ahead. Any questions or concerns you have?
Exactly what's going on. I know exactly what's going on, so.
He didn't have sales tax yet.
Okay. Any other comments? Actually, request a motion then to move this out.
I would, Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill number 161 with zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
I'm sorry, just 1 minute. I'm going to ask you to wait on that because I just realized that we had Steve Van Sant, the state assessor here, who said he would not testify, but now apparently would like to testify. So, Mr. Van Sant, are you with us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Actually, for the record, my name is Steve Van Sant, State Assessor with the Department of Commerce, Communities, and Economic Development. And I don't have testimony, but I do have a question, just for clarification, because it seems like the last month I've gotten more questions on sales taxes than any other issue. If this bill passes, I am under the assumption that it applies to cities as well as boroughs, so a city could decide not to stack like that, too. Is that true? Is that the intent?
A city could not stack. A city can't tax outside of its boundaries. How would the city? How would that work for a city to stack taxes?
If I might, sir, you know, a city has the authority to tax all sources that the borough taxes, and in the same manner that the borough taxes. So, if, for example, the Fairbanks North Star borough, and I use that because that's my old hometown too. The borough taxed alcohol at 4%, and the city wanted to levy tax. I guess they could back off of that at a different percent. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's not an issue I have to worry about. So I guess I went around in a circle, and I apologize for taking up your time.
Yeah. Steve, we're always delighted to hear from you. But before you leave, let's see if we can get some light on that issue. Senator Wagoner.
I think the place that could affect the situation you're talking about is the formation of a new borough. And then after the new borough is formed and they create a sales taxing district, then a first class or second class city would be formed within that borough. And at that time, you might have some problems. But I think if this bill is done, I don't see where the problem would arise. I mean,
yeah, now that through the chair, yes, sir, I agree. My brain was working faster than my mouth was.
Well, let's give Senator Terrio an opportunity to respond if he would care to as well.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if Renee Broker from the Fairbanks North Star Borough Legal Department is online.
I believe she is.
I think I agree with Mr. Van Sant that it really would not be a problem for the city. Renee, are you online, and have you heard the question?
Renee Brooker, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear the comments by Mr. Van Sant? Do you have any response?
No, I agree. He was appropriate to withdraw it because it's not going to be an issue for a city.
But let's see. Now, let's carry that through because there is a limit to sales tax, right, Ms. Brooker? it is what, like 7%, something like that? What is the limit that is?
No, there's no statutory limit that I'm aware of. It has to be approved by the voters.
Mr. Chairman, this is Steve Ansett. There isn't, Renee is right. There is no limit.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other comments or questions?
Yes. Did you mean vote threshold to pass?
Sales tax? Or just a limit on the percentage? I believe a municipality can charge whatever percentage sales tax they want.
You know, maybe I'm misremembering this, but it seems to me that the city of Kodiak had a sales tax there was only a small percentage the borough could have added to that, and they chose not to because it was like 1%. But everyone is saying there is no limit to the amount of sales tax.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Steve Van Sant again. If I might, there used to be a 6% limit, but that was removed several years ago.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Van Sant.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. That must have been in the 80s.
I'm glad I could provide something that.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments or questions, thoughts, disagreements? All right, Senator Wright, would you restate your motion, please?
Do I have to?
Yeah.
I would move Senate Bill number 161 with a zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Very well. We'll move this bill out to Finance. Thank you very much for being here. Amazing.